Every time I drift off in thought, I separate myself from God into this physical realm of existence. For the wages of sin is death. 666FFF, the acronym for you, focus on the flesh. Debt driven, getting paid the price. Paying the price, getting paid and paying the price on account of my own willfully ignorant decisions, given a free will to choose life or death, truly live or just exist. Mind, will, and emotions, definition is so in control. I can't say no more, cause we all drift off. This is the day that my daddy made. Holy Spirit, help me rejoice. Give me strength to be glad in it. I'm demanding your supernatural intervention right now, daddy. Helped by faith, I receive the abundance of your grace and the gift of righteousness. Holy Spirit, help me enjoy this magnificent, abundant inheritance. Inheritance, only manage it. I couldn't earn it. It was a gift given. His name is Jesus Christ. He is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. No one comes to the Father but by him. Holy Spirit, help me reign, cause Jesus is the reason I can come boldly to the throne of grace, to obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Jesus, thank you for leaving the kingdom of heaven, manifesting in the flesh just to condemn it, crushing the works of the devil, bringing me back to my original state of grace up in the Father's presence. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up this recording to you. Kingdom military, send legions of angels out to protect the seed of the kingdom being sown. The devil comes himself to snatch that away, to snatch it away, and the seed of the kingdom that's sown in the heart. Thank you, Father, for loving us. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for helping us to grow as your children. Help us to mature in Christ. Holy Spirit, guide me as I speak, guide me as I read, guide me, help me to hear what you're saying, help me to move how you want me to move, help me to think how you want me to think, interpret the scriptures, reveal Jesus, help me to hear what you're saying. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you that your grace is sufficient for me and that your strength is made perfect in all weakness. It's all Jesus, the chief shepherd that was led as the sheep to the slaughter, the way, the truth, the life, the Lamb of God, our Passover, the bread from heaven, the chief foundation, our rock and gift from the Father, unearned free favor, unmerited and undeserved to me, who is less than the least of all, with his grace given. Oh, wretched man that I am, mentally, physically, spiritually inadequate, broken and empty, destitute and helpless, wicked and condemned, and weary to the point of exhaustion, cause the load of burden keeps on going, cause I don't trust in the Lord with all my heart, and I lean on my own understanding. Holy Spirit, help me. I thank you, Father, that I've been granted newness and spirit vitality by the operative energy of your Holy Spirit, who gives the ability. Not by strength, nor by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Zechariah 4:6. That's the character of my Father, his attributes, his mercies are new every morning, fresh, vital, alive, and always available. These are the things you need to know. The rules and regulations, commands, laws, precepts, principles, not options. The many faceted aspects of the given rights acquired, Christ edified. It's all Jesus, our deliverer from the penalty, power, and presence. Presence and pleasure of sin, temporary in essence, the powers of darkness, the snare of the fowler, the trapper, the hunter, the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the sons of disobedience. And we've been translated into the kingdom of heaven, salvation by grace through full assurance in the heart, not of ourselves or of anything we've done. It is the gift of God, lest any man should boast. And if you do any boasting, it should be in the fact that you know Jeremiah 9:24. Let them that boast in this, that they understand and know me, the Lord God, who exercises mercy, loving kindness, and judgment in the earth. For in these things is my pleasure, says the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Deep down below, I was found alone. Thank you, Father, for this day in the name of Jesus. He left the 99 just for me. He'll leave the 99 just for you. Father always welcomes us with open arms. Deep down below, I was found by the Lord. He saved my soul, my will and emotions had control of me. Then Jesus lifted me far over and above all principalities, powers, might, dominion, and every spiritual wickedness. God gave the kingdom dominion up in this vessel that once was a tomb full of devils and demons. Now clean by the precious blood of Jesus, my King made me a temple. Jesus fought for me to be brought back to my original state. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the opportunity to bring glory to your name. Fulfilling that which you intended, you are faithful, performing your word which you have spoken. Show them your word won't return to the void. Produce more of your joy in me as I partake of each blessing, basking in your presence. The kingdom of heaven consistently condemning sin in the flesh. It is written, every knee shall bow. Those in heaven, those on earth, and those under the earth. Time's up, break your knees, bow down to the ground. Cause every knee shall bow. It is written, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The hour has come, Jesus fulfilled the scriptures, dying for our sins, destroying the works of the devil, making a public spectacle of him at the cross. Evidence given the way Jesus had to pay the penalty for us all. Legally the price was paid in full for me. The truth justify, sanctify, glorify. My King fought for me, suffering and being executed by crucifixion. Holy Spirit, strength of vision, given the life distribution, distributing the common kingdom wealth of heaven. Now bless. Holy Spirit, help us count them every day, cause we all get caught up in a mediocre mindset, drifting off in thought. And the best time to dream is when your eyes are open, woke, shaking up the world and the intentional victims. We all act like intentional victims. Expose all the digital dope fiends asleep, feeding for digital hope, high off lies. Hardware is physical, digital is spiritual, bound by souls tied through religious deeds, rendering sacred service to false gods, invested in death, the kingdom of darkness embedded in your nature. Manifested pandemic, the walking dead. Cursed cannibal corpse manifested with demons, walking tombs infected genetically since the beginning, when the Father's will was disregarded and death became active. Cause and effect, consequences, lethal, legal regulations. The Father said, in dying you shall die. Bubble thump upside your head, double up. Affected mentally, physically, spiritually. Matthew 10:28. And do not stop fearing those who kill the body but do not have the power to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Now you know there's two deaths, repent or perish. Choose the way you think and turn to the Lord your God. Don't die twice and end up tortured by demons and devils, eternally burning and yearning for another chance in hell. Too late, game over. Hallelujah, man, raise a hallelujah, highest praise to my Father in Jesus' name. Thank you for the evidence of your presence. The mark of the beast is making self or anything created and king. 666FF, that'll man, fully focused on the flesh, that'll take it down deeper and deeper into the deceitful, lethal depths and gates of self. Upon that plane of exalted flesh, it just presents less and less than expected, cause we all dope feeling for another hit to get lifted to another dimension. When his word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, have you no remorse for the crimes committed? Mad, blind, and confused due to the ignorance to willfully disregard the Father's will in order in the court. Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith, our advocate, pleads our cause. Case dismissed, Christ in us the hope of glory to move on. Line upon line, precept upon precept, you want everything lit up, but it's step by step. You can't fly until you've been kicked out of the nest. Reflect and count some of your blessings. Father, thank you for the roof over my head, the air that I breathe, the clothes that I wear, the food that I eat, cause I've been. Thank you for blessing us with every spiritual blessing. Why so serious? Why so bitter? Why so many excuses? Why so pitiful? Remember it's line upon mind, precept upon precept. I have to repeat it, persistent reflection, pleading with shameless consistence. Holy Spirit, help me to hear what you're saying. Give me understanding of the kingdom of heaven. Give me wisdom, interpret the scriptures, reveal Jesus, our righteousness. We stand right in the Father's sight because of what Jesus Christ did for us at the cross. 2 Corinthians 3:6. God also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. A covenant is an agreement made between two people, an arrangement or contract. It's all Jesus. The legal demands of the Father's will are met only in the sacrifice, the life, death, crucifixion, punishment, and judgment of the Son for us to receive by believing. The Bible is the legal document, a love letter. Thank you, Jesus, for your body that was broken and your blood that was shed. By faith today, I'll break this bread. Amen. Can someone come to agreement? Remember that we got to give thanks. Father, in the name of Jesus, let's give thanks again. Thank you that your grace is sufficient for us and that your strength is made perfect in our weakness. It's all Jesus, the chief shepherd that was led as a sheep to the slaughter, the way, the truth, and the life, the Lamb of God, our Passover, the bread from heaven, the chief foundation, our rock, our gift from the Father, unmerited, unearned, and undeserved free favor. To me, he was less than the least of all. Was this grace given? A wretched man that I am, mentally, physically, and spiritually inadequate, broken and empty, destitute and helpless, wicked and condemned and weary to the point of exhaustion, because the load of burdens I carry keeps growing daily when I don't read the word and trust in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Granted. Amen. Thank you. We are granted newness in spirit, vitality, by the operative energy of the Holy Spirit who gives the ability, not by strength, nor by might, nor by, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Zechariah 4:6. That's the characteristics of my Father. His attributes, his mercy are new every morning, fresh, vital, alive, and always available. These are the things you need to know. The rules and regulations, commands, laws, precepts, principles, not options. The many faceted aspects of the given rights acquired, Christ edified. It's all Jesus, our deliverer from the penalty, power, presence, and pleasure of sin, temporary in essence. The powers of darkness, the snare of the fowler, the trap of the hunter, the tempter, the power of the air. The spirit that now works in the sons of disobedience, and he translated us into the kingdom of heaven. Salvation by grace through full assurance in the heart, not of ourselves or anything we've done. It is the gift of God, lest any man should boast. Remember, only boasting we should be doing this in the fact that we know the Lord truly, that it, who exercises mercy, loving kindness, and judgment in the earth, for in these things is his pleasure. Thank you, Father, that you've been given the gift, eternal life, and that's knowing you, the one and only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Thank you, Father. Our Father, for God so loved us. He loved us so much that he gave his one and only Son. He gave the evidence. And the Son made the Christ legal. Amen. Now we have the ability because of what he did. Amen. God's sufficiency. Thank you that your sufficiency, your grace is sufficient for us because your strength is made perfect in our weakness. Jesus, thank you for your body that was broken and your blood that was shed. By faith today, I break this bread. Can I get an amen? Can someone come into agreement? In the name of Jesus. Father, I'm calling upon you. I'm asking, I'm seeking, I'm knocking, I'm praying for kingdom knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. I'm praying for Holy Spirit, interpret the scriptures, reveal Jesus, our righteousness. I'm seeking your kingdom, the kingdom of heaven, and your righteousness.